growing up, I was into street shit. Hustling out of Grand Marquis Caprices. People always told me I wasn't gonna be shit. But I always knew that I would.
Welcome back to another episode of Lit Podcast, and you know how we do it, you know what I'm saying? We bring you the hottest artists in the city, you know what I'm saying? The legendary, the icons, and the up-and-coming artists around the Metroplex and throughout the city, you know what I'm saying? But today, you know what I'm saying, we got some good treats, you know what I'm saying? We got some good lineup, lines of questions and everything, and we got a good special guest here today coming all the way from the Wax Town, you know what I'm saying, representing that Wachahatchee, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to introduce him like this, you know what I'm saying? You know, that nigga that just soar and just fly, you know what I'm saying? I got my boy T-Hawk in the motherfucking building today.
So
not much, man, chilling, man. See, I'm glad you came to the compound, you know what I'm saying, to get lit with me, even though I'm smoking by myself, you know what I'm saying? But it's still more for me, you know how I do it. But I want to just tap in for the people out there who don't know you. I want them to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? That's why you're here.
Right.
So the ones who don't know you, please let them know who you are and where you're from.
Hey, man. It's T-Hawk. Go by Hawk 'em Down, whatever you want to call me.
Down, nigga.
I'm from Wachahatchee, Texas, the east side.
East Wax? I said the comments. I was looking at Looney Loon comments. Everybody talking about the hash town in the building.
Yeah, hash town.
Yeah. They was like, they in the motherfucking building. Man,
they know what's up. We on the map.
Man, so
they act like we not. We on the map.
Nah, y'all on the map. You know what I'm saying? Shit,
we making some noise.
Already. So what brought you to the D?
We been in the D. We been in the D all our life. You know, we've been in the D's right here.
Right. Right around the corner.
This is our city too, you know what I'm saying?
Rip it, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real.
So how long, so what inspired you to do music? Where y'all started from?
What inspired me?
Just,
I ain't gonna say it was inherited, but you know, going to church, playing the tambourine, my daddy was singing. Then I started writing in a little journal. Used to like writing in English class, writing little books or whatever, telling stories. And I noticed I could tell stories.
Right.
Then, one day I stole a Boosie CD out of my brother's car. We couldn't really listen to rap music like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Were y'all Jehovah's Witnesses?
Nah. Well, my mom was, you know, she just go to church. She ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel that.
So, stole that Boosie CD, started listening to that Boosie. Like 2004.
Okay, so that's
green and yellow CD.
Yeah.
Before he was
for my thugs.
And I started writing my own little tracks, writing my own little thing, spending to my brother now. Oh, but then just freestyling, man.
Okay.
Hold up, Hawk got the syrup in the cup. Hey, you know it's going down. The hash time.
Hash
you know what
time.
My cousin they were doing that shit. We used to freestyle in the park. What Dang Dang doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were doing that.
Right.
You know, same thing Dang doing right now. That's what a nigga grew up doing. They from the same place.
I think that was a Texas thing though. Freestyle, they just going around just like, man, hold up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, all that was just Texas period, even though they say H Town, but that was a growth all around Texas. So who else, as you coming up, was inspiring you in your city? Who was like, besides Boosie, was turning you on to rap as well?
Vasilini was rapping. He dropped that around here. I used to have to watch from a distance.
Okay.
Because I ain't always just living Wachahatchee. So I used to always see everybody doing this and this and this and that. And I couldn't wait to get back down there.
Okay.
But yeah, Vasilini, I used to call on the phone, chop it up with Boss on the phone, through my brother, shit like that.
Right. So
Who else was rapping?
Yeah,
influencing. But really, it's just playing with instruments, playing the drums in church, the piano, tambourine. Right.
Yeah.
I already had a sense for music, but just straight rapping and just telling your stories, I don't know, I kind of just picked it up as I went along.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. I know I had a lot of influence out of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Did you have any influence out of Dallas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a whole bunch of influence in Dallas. Big Tuck then was rapping.
Yeah, Big Tuck, definitely. Yeah, DSR.
Yeah, Big Tuck, DSR.
He working on a new, he just did a music video the other night.
Yeah, that's who I need to tap in with. Tap in.
Big Tuck,
if you see this, tap in.
Yeah.
DSR for sure though. DSR, who else was? Who else was popping back then? Webbing them drop. We used to be dancing and jigging, though. You know, whatever that little way.
In that way.
They call me Mr. Hit them. They call me Mr. Hit that.
I see you up with Mr. Hit that last night. I see y'all were crunking that bitch.
Yeah, we were crunking that
bitch. Yeah, I see y'all were crunk. Where were y'all was at?
Pentagon, Dallas.
What the Pentagon like? I seen they been advertising. I ain't been up in there lit.
It's everything they say it is.
Yep. What better than V-Live?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know, but it's a little bit more bigger.
It's bigger?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a little bit more. Well, it's a whole lot bigger. Ooh. But I don't know. I really don't even be going to the clubs like that. Yeah. I go when I'm trying to do some music or something, but I ain't really trying to go to the club.
So who you been networking in the city? Because I see you got history in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it ain't that I'm just networking. It's just I be outside.
Right.
You know, I might bump into this person, bump into that person.
Right.
But for us, just networking, reaching out, I really just be doing it on my own.
Right. I don't know, no management, no nothing. Just pull up.
Pull up or just be just doing it how we doing it, pushing how we push.
Where the name T-Hawk come from?
That's my real name.
That's your real name. Terrence. What is it? Terrence? What?
Yeah, Terrence Hawk. Okay, put the government out there.
Nah, you know what I'm saying, man.
Hey. Nah, I was playing football one day and I think it was like homecoming and they always just showed me so much love. And the dude was like, Terrence the Hawk Hawkins. And that's the first time it ever just hit me. And they called my daddy that. You know, just
right.
It just all just went together,
So what, you was ball or you was football?
Football.
Football, what was your position?
Receiver.
What?
They know.
Well, wide receiver?
They know.
Okay, all right. I'm not mistaken. I'm doing my research.
All they got to do is just type me in on Google. They'll see.
Yeah, so what?
That what I was doing though, playing it.
What made you stop?
Can't get right.
Right.
Went out to college.
That college life though was like.
Yeah, not doing the right thing. Then I got hurt.
Boarded, boy.
And then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
No had B.
Yeah, I know how to be.
Sidetrack.
Man, shit. But so
that was life right there.
So that's what you always wanted to be before music? What you always wanted to be besides rap?
I just wanted to be lit.
Lit.
Star. Right. I just wanted to be a turn.
Right. Niggas say, I'm going to put me on TV.
That's it.
Nah, for real.
No matter how you get there, that's bottom line, that's what I want to be.
So when did you get in the studio and create your first project that you was like, for sure, this is coming out and I'm proud of?
Like fourth grade,
damn,
with Lil Herb.
Okay,
we were running around outside.
Okay,
it was like I think it was something like Beast Mode ENT. Me and Lil Herb went to J-Mix Studio, recorded a song, and they used to laugh though. We used to be in there rapping, they used to laugh. It was funny to them at first. What we were saying on the song, it was funny to the people,
or
classmates or whatever. Yeah, nah. They used to laugh. They used to think it was funny.
They didn't take
us serious.
So what?
We got older and older.
What made y'all change their mind aspect?
Ain't even just like change their mind. I just remember they just used to
laugh.
It's just this one song that everybody just used to. They was laughing about it, but now I know that it probably was some catchy. It stuck with them for some reason. Every time you see us, y'all cracking jokes about it. So much, they say, good, take the good with the bad. Mm-hmm. So they laughing, but they listening. So I don't know. But I ain't think about that back then. I just thought I was getting laughed at.
You just thought you were getting laughed at.
Yeah, I thought I was getting laughed at.
But not knowing, it also sinked in on their ass.
Not knowing.
Yeah, it done sinked in on that. So then what made you graduate? What was your next graduation album that you start really seeing money from, or did you ever get out there and start selling CDs or anything?
Oh yeah, man, I'm talking about, bro, I've been selling. Yeah, I was selling CDs. I got pictures, everything documented. I was selling CDs. I pull up this hood, that hood, over there, over here, bumping into people.
Right.
Posted up at Big T, selling CDs. The nigga already out there, the dude already out there selling CDs. I'm selling his CD and my CD.
Right. That's how it is. Y'all boy, the Big T day. He said, I pull up the Big T and sell a CD. God damn me.
At the back door.
Pimpin'
King or something.
Yeah, Pimpin' King. Oh, yeah, man. I hate he lost his shop up there. You know what I'm saying? I used to pull up on Pimpin' King all the time, man. Shout out Pimpin' King 2 times. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know, what was your vision when you started this music and started cultivating your sound and everything like that, what was your main vision?
Just take over.
Right, take over.
Just let them know, like, hey, I'm here. Y'all gotta see me. Y'all ain't leaving me out. I feel like I was left out. I'm overlooked.
Right. So describe yourself. Like, if somebody asked who is T-Hawk, what would you want them to know you as, or what would you want to be known as, you know what I'm saying, when they pull up on T-Hawk?
I don't know.
I mean, I know you laid back.
I don't know.
Cool.
Just tell
them, cool,
hey, man, hey, that hey. Boy pressure. Like, hey, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He pressure. Just, right. Hey, he right. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, whatever. Just keep it all the way raw and honest and real. Right, whatever right, your perception right. Or whatever it is just that. Yeah, I don't know. You got to, whatever that dash is, I'm right. Still trying to go in and trying to figure out. So, whatever between my dash or however it is, I don't know. I ain't, you know.
I mean, I see you outgoing, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I like you real, you straight, you honest, you know what I'm saying? I know from meeting you the past from this last week or so, you know what I'm saying, like you control the room. I said, you control the room. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I ain't know that. That's crazy. I ain't
but that's
know
a
that.
Good thing. Cause that get people that. To keep their eye on you and know, like, okay, man, that dude right there, he's solid, you know what I'm saying? He got a nice personality and woo woo, and he gonna speak his mind. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't like the eye on me though.
What?
I don't know, it's crazy. I don't like the eye on me. I don't like the eye on me.
I know sometimes that make you kind of be like, you know, like shit, damn, you know, just look the other way. I'm chilling, you know.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. Keep overlooking me.
So, who have you worked with? You know what I'm saying?
I work with everybody from my section. But really,
who you done did song with? You know what I'm saying? Like in your city and outside the city.
Oh, I did song with mostly everybody. I got a song with most everybody from where I'm from. Outside the city, the only person I got a song with is Hey man, what's that nigga name? From Corsicana. You know what I'm talking about.
From Corsicana.
On that Yellow Beezy remix. You know?
What the
Country Nigga City Money. Campaign Self.
Oh, Campaign. Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I got a song, Campaign Self, me and Daddy Do.
Okay, alright. Still give me a say. Hey, Daddy Do. Y'all keep bringing up the Daddy Do. You know what I'm saying? Say, yeah, I heard him on a couple of your records too, especially that Mudbox. I guess I'm serious.
For real.
Where the Mudbox idea come from?
Me and my partner, in a spot, chilling, going back up and down 35. We just, we in that mud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We boxed in too, though.
Right.
Man, really, too. You turn left. We, you know, it's all in the same thing. It's one little area.
Right.
So we get it out that mud, we boxed in. That's my perception of it. We never even thought about how it came up. It just done came up. If you ask, you know, somebody else who was right there at the time, they probably said a whole different story. But me, she's like, I was in a daze, a trance. It just came up how it came up.
Right.
I just remember certain little bits and pieces. We just riding up and down 35, just figuring out we got to come up with something, a different name for ourselves or something. Like that.
What is like growing up in the wax, man?
I mean, it's just like every other place.
Right.
It's just like every other place.
What's the food spots?
I don't know. There ain't no food spot. Other people probably do food spots, but I just eat what I eat. I don't know the food spot. But it's like, it's just like, back then it was turnt.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, it ain't like how it was.
Docile now. More chill.
Back then, it would turn. Everybody dead in jail, gone, or done moved away. But back in, when I was growing up, 200 people in the park, cars, everything, fights, everything going on. That was a place your mom and them telling out, don't go to the park.
Right, yeah.
You but now it's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It still get like that, though. Them shirts are still pull up 100 deep out there, you know.
Still pulling up 100 deep?
Yeah, honey, pulling up 100 deep. Guns drawn in hand. Yeah, it's going down.
For the sheriff to pull up 100 deep, it's a lot of y'all out there. Well, there's a lot of y'all out there.
Well, it might be about probably 50. Well, yeah, it might be.
There's a lot of y'all out there for 100 shares, boy. It's a lot of y'all out there for real.
Yeah, nah, they know the share.
But I know the company. I know out there, you know, in them towns, you know, it can get
anybody
deep.
In the area coming. Once right, anybody, yeah. Putting them 911 calls in, yeah. And say them boys out there cutting up in Lee Pen Park. Them people coming. I swear to God, full court blitz, and they not playing.
So
and they got their guns out and drawn.
So what y'all doing? Y'all throwing your own shows out there?
Nah, we ain't doing no shows in Wasatch.
What?
Nah, it ain't no show. It's not. Nah, we ain't. Everybody coming up in Dallas to have fun. It ain't really throwing no shows. Scoop threw a show. You know, he's starting to do his thing. Promotion, okay. Doing a little show. But okay. Other than that, nah, ain't nobody throwing no shows.
Nobody throwing no shows. Nah. Golly, man. I think, man, I just
well,
think.
Well, nah, it's people from. They probably got their hand in the show.
Right. Right.
Or some over here or over there. So because Wasatch, you got Wasatch and Ennis. Wasatch and Ennis really is
neck.
This the same thing, really, but it's different. But everybody know everybody.
Oh, okay.
Like people being down, they might be from Ennis, you never know. Or they might be from Wasatch, you never know.
Right, like Shrugs are from Ennis. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, yeah. And it's people from Ennis and shit like that.
Yep, but he out here though.
Right, right.
He grew up there.
Right, facts.
People know him.
That's facts. So, like, what the hell? Like, so who was coming to do y'all? So y'all didn't even have people come to y'all city to perform, like even big time people or anything like that. To even
but that was like, it'll be like off the little highway or something like that. Trap them will come.
Okay.
Mo 3 came. Who else done came? A lot of people would come down there and throw a show.
Right.
Kane them throwing the parties. Who else throwing the parties? Doing the same thing they doing now, just on a different scale.
Just on a different scale, okay.
Yeah, they doing the same thing they doing now, just on a different scale.
Now, I see
they
you
was throwing them parties back then, trap them, pull up. You know what I'm saying?
How them parties be? I don't know.
Oh, them parties, they were wild to wild.
They were wild to wild, ain't
they? They wild to wild. It was the days.
Man, say that, I say.
It ain't the same no more, though.
I know going out to them times like that when we did shows like that, like you say, yeah, they wall to wall. So I had to ask that because them things be live. But like, so when you came up here, I said you've been messing around. I said, you know what was his name? Hectic, or Havoc? What was his name?
Who?
What's his name? H E. Was it Hectic? Is it Hectic? Is it Hit?
You talking about Half Hit?
Is it that what his name, Half Hit?
You talking about dude that got killed?
The one got killed.
Oh no, work? I ain't know him. I ain't know him.
Okay, but you was out there at the party though.
Yeah, we had just met. Well, you know, he was doing a little parking in the parking lot. Bosselini probably know them or whatever because he be up that way.
Okay.
I just remembered him, you know. Then when after everything, then I'm like, oh, that's the same nigga from the parking lot.
Oh, okay. So, but you were there that night?
Yeah, we were there that night.
Yeah, you was showing me some clips. Y'all was there that night, and you was like, how you get to No More 3?
Kane bought him to Wasatch. That's the first. I think the first time I met 3. Kane had bought him to Wasatch, taking pictures, just chopping it up. Ooh, 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 ooh. Never really taking none of it, but like. Before he came, though, he had just dropped the CD.
Uh-huh.
Niggas just ride around, listen to it, or whatever the case may be. And then Kane brought him down. Then my partner was one day at the gas station in Dallas. Like, hey, man, that nigga you be listening to, your boy, you always be telling us about, ooh, he right here. Put him on the phone, chopped it up with him. Then they had like a little showcase. We were doing showcases after showcases, showcases, showcases. And then we just pulled up. Then just we like, hey, we finna jump on the big stage. We finna take over. Then they were playing like song. We turned up on stage and then Rain had walked out.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey man, we trying to perform. He was like, shh, drop out. We dropped out in the middle of the club. Cashed out. Give us the mic. We finna rock this out. We rocked it out. Walk out. That boy called my phone the next morning. We was just sitting in the spot chilling. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. Told us to pull up. To where they was at the end of Dallas.
Okay, so shit, how much they charge you to pay for the rock the show?
It was like $500.
Okay, alright, shit. But you got a call though.
Yeah, we walked. Yeah, you got a call the next morning.
Yeah,
we
next like, morning.
He said, like, yeah, bro, y'all just walked out, just left it. Ooh, y'all got to do that every time. That's how you supposed to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Show up, flex. You know what I'm saying? And go on about your business.
Yeah.
Right. So what y'all end up doing later on after that call? You know what I'm saying? They end up hooking up with you. Like, how would you?
Yeah, hey, we met him at the studio. Shit, we supposed to been doing a whole bunch of shit. Supposed to been doing this, supposed to been doing that. But, you know, I guess after the Hicks shit happened, I guess, you know, everything just slowed and died down.
Right. That's when all the travel.
They say whatever, three supposed to be banned from doing the shows in Dallas.
Right.
So, shit, we was... Everywhere they performing, we performing. That was a part of the deal, you know?
Oh, okay.
So I guess we had like a little promotion package. Hey, do this, I'm gonna help you get on this, and it. After that happened, you know, everything just went
sour. It ain't even go expected, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I feel you. Like, so how it is with the promoters in Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, a nigga really be feeling played, but, nah, for real, but yeah. it's just what they doing.
Right.
Yeah, it's just what they doing.
What is the promoters?
You drop a hot. Well, I mean, shit, like, bro, they know you trying to perform.
Right.
They know who really is serious about what's going on. So you come and approach them, you really want to do something. Well, if you really want to do some shit, it's going to work in their favor because you really want to do it. So they say, hey, go sell these 1,000 tickets. You really want to perform, so what you going to do? You going to get out there and sell them 1,000 tickets and get them all the money. And then you gonna come perform, and then, and them niggas don't give a fuck.
Oh, so even when you sell these 1,000 tickets, you don't even get your money off the 1,000 tickets?
I mean,
Cause I'm pretty sure the game is like, oh, we gonna give you these tickets for like $5 a piece, and y'all sell it for 10 or 15 or whatever the case may be.
I mean, she really ain't got no leeway. If you wanna perform, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you really ain't got no leeway. You gotta drop a hit. You gotta know this person, that person, that person. You want some leverage. That's what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
They got more leverage. You the one up and coming trying to get it.
Right.
They got the leverage. They got the club. They got the venue. They got this and this and this and that. You trying to get on the stage. You get what I'm saying? Do your thing.
Right.
So, shit. They know when they see me. I go to the... They remember. Hey, that was... Oh, damn. I met him 3 years ago. He was doing... Oh, damn. He still... Damn, I see him in the club again. He's still going. He's still trying. The same niggas, though.
Right.
The same promoters. Yeah, hey, this nigga keep popping up on these stages. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't even be tripping. I just be sitting back looking like, hey, yeah, here time to get there. And you remember. You know what I'm saying? Because now they got to come book me. Now I got the leverage. So guess what? Same thing. But that ain't the right way to go, though. That's how I be feeling. That's how
right.
I be feeling.
So that'll be mainly the so because you do most of your stuff out here in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be mainly Dallas promoters. Are all the damn promoters like that?
Nah, hell nah. But
okay.
9 times out of 10, you be running to them. You know they say, "Hey, look, woo, 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 whatever y'all deal or whatever the case may be. If you gonna drop out or you gonna sell some tickets or."
Right.
You might know them, or they be your partner, or whatever the case may be. Whatever the agreement is, you know, once the club get the rolling, man, all that kind of stuff go out the window.
So how you feel it should be for an artist if they are doing business with a promoter?
What you mean how I feel it should be?
How
you feel I should?
Like, how you feel like an artist should be handled or treated, or what you think the benefit should be for an artist. You know what I'm saying? When working with promoters,
it depends on what kind of artist you is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's just say
you can hand that promoter that go sell out the tickets $1,200. That's he. You gonna take that home? That's him. You put the. But. Yo and them just walked in the building. They coming through the door for free.
Come in the building and they got the clout.
It depends on what kind of artist you is.
Right.
They gonna cater to whoever. You know, you what I'm saying? So you gotta work your way up.
Right.
You gotta get your leverage in. You gotta get your foot in the door.
I mean, I understand that too, but like, it's still like to me, you know, because I know it's all game. You know, I don't knock no nigga hustle. You know, I don't knock. You know how a nigga get his shit. But like, I know too in the promoter world, you know, especially messing with the venues give promoters a certain amount of money. To do
I don't
certain,
know, see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? The dudes
now
are
I
certain
feel like I be getting finessed and played with.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I feel, I'm like, man, bro, and these niggas be finessed and playing me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Then we go in there, we throw all this money, whatever the case may be.
Right.
We gonna do what? Okay, we got to do. We got to do to get on stage.
Right.
Okay, we're not tripping on it. Then we gonna get on stage and rock out. You get what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, have you traveled? Like, have you got outside of Dallas? Have you got outside of Texas? Mm-mm. Man, well, you know what I'm saying? I think you should try to get outside. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Get outside. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, we done talked about this plenty of times. Like, I know a lot of niggas who ain't left Oak Cliff, nigga.
I travel and went everywhere. I done went to Owl. I done been schooled in Dallas.
Just period. It's just niggas ain't moved. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't move.
And like I'm talking about like if you, I feel like your music, you know what I'm saying? You can go to Cali, you can go to, you know, New York, you can go to Atlanta, you can go to Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now when I go to them places and I meet people and I show them, hey, look, this is me.
Right.
They lock in every time. Right. I got people from, you know, different states.
Right.
You know, that I done met maneuvering through or whatever the case may be, or I see them or whatever the case may be, and the out of state, the people that is like really probably not from your city, probably, you know, they be riding too.
Right.
They be watching from a distance riding too.
Right, right, right. Where your biggest fan base at?
Probably in Wasatch. That's all that really matters. That's what matters to me, though. That's what matters, because I'm going to push it out. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want that to be my biggest fan base, because you got to have some concrete.
Right.
You got to have some. If you can't go to the wherever you going and it ain't bumping your music, you can't pull up over here, not one song being played.
Right.
You in the car with your girl, she ain't playing your song. Your brother then ain't jamming it. You ain't even got your coat. You can't even pull your phone out and tell my coworker, hey bro, look what I just made in the studio last night. If your coworker don't, every day he pull up jamming it, that's what happened to me. See, I be, you know, my coach, he pulling up it, hey, bro, that shit hard.
Right.
Why you here? Why you at this job?
Right.
Go rap. That's how it happened for me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, everybody I deal with or come in contact to, that just always had happen. Then to get into some situations, I don't tell them who I am tell them like what I'm interested in or tell them what I really got going on. I just sometimes be laid back like, bro. Because I already know what's going to happen. Every time they think you just, you know what I'm saying? They don't. They feel like you out of place. They feel like you belong somewhere else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Where you feel you belong? Like I was saying though, where you feel you belong at? You know what I'm saying? In this music or in this, you know, industry.
I feel like like everybody else at the top.
Right. Right.
I feel like I belong at the top.
What? Nah, I didn't say I want it all. What's I want it all? What's all that include?
All really is just to be in a position to just do whatever I want to do.
Right.
For me and my family and just whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying? Be successful.
Right, be successful. You know what I'm saying? What type of, if right now, boy, somebody gave you that bag, you know what I'm saying? What's the first thing you gonna do?
Hold on, wait.
I'm talking about that bag. You want me to put a number on it?
Yeah, number. They
hit you right now with 50 mil.
A 50 ball?
50 mil right now.
They hit me with 50 ball.
Taxes already taken out.
And all the whole 50 ball to me.
That's all you.
The first thing I'm buying.
The first thing you doing. What's the first thing you gonna do?
What's the first thing I'm gonna do, or what's the first thing I'm gonna buy?
Both.
Shit. I don't know. I'm gonna be just going crazy. Yeah, nigga, I told y'all I'm gonna make it. I told y'all, some shit like that. That's probably be the first thing. Once I sign, I don't know. They give me the 50, and I see the 50 real. Man. Nigga probably just break down, bro. It just be fucked up. Right. Like, damn, boy, this shit unreal. But then once you start, y'all don't know, nigga done broke down.
Yeah, nigga said broke, but I ain't nigga gonna lie.
Nigga probably break down. Nigga gonna be so humble or whatever the case may be. Shit, nigga just gonna be like, damn, boy, this shit finally happened. What you been preparing for, what you been working for, what you been grinding for, it's finally happening. So I probably wouldn't just be super excited. It probably wouldn't even feel like, it'll probably feel real, but probably wouldn't feel like nothing because you already been training your mind for this.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You ready?
But the first thing I buy, though.
Yeah, what first thing you buy?
first thing I buy and what I want, I don't know. I'll probably buy like 20 things at one time.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I'm talking about within. Within 24 hours. I'm talking about, bro, within 24 hours.
I'm gonna do you like you did me, nigga. Put a price on it, nigga.
In 24 hours, I'm at 47 mil.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend 3 mil and you gotta get out your system. How else you gonna know the nerve? Yeah, you go, hey, bro, I done spent three.
Like, yeah.
A good five.
Yeah.
I'm at 45 in 24 hours. They gonna call me, hey, 5 mil gone, that fast.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
So it probably be all one thing in one. Everybody, I'm talking about it, man, say.
Right.
I go crazy. I go crazy on my people, you know? But then I go crazy with everybody because just.
Right.
What kind of heart a nigga got? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel it. I mean, MC Hammer was like that. MC Hammer had everybody on the payroll. Boy, then he's
50 million gone.
Boy, that nigga had the whole hood on the stage. Oh shit. That's why the nigga ordered another one.
Never even noticed it. Yeah, but now 50 million gonna probably be gone.
I 50 million, yeah.
10 gonna be gone before a nigga realize what done happened.
Man, shit, I don't know, man. I don't think I could blow it, though. I know shit, but I know I ain't
gonna nobody gonna let me. Ain't nobody want no probably around me let me do this.
Yeah, you know what
I wouldn't even let myself do that, though. I won't blow. Because I'm already on money management. You
right.
Know that already. Yeah. I'm already practicing.
Getting an advisor and all that stuff.
So
yeah.
So now I know, you can't handle this 50 million if you can't handle this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I'm already practicing.
But I know T-Jones getting the house, T-Lady getting the house, woo-woo, all that.
Yeah, we
want
to go get car. We want to get us one of them.
Some land.
Yeah, them Rick Ross mansion.
You seen that, boys?
Yeah, they give us a 50 ball.
What?
If I get a 50 ball, bro, I'm going on one of these little dirt roads out here, buying the land.
Yeah,
build me one of them estates like Boosie got on there.
Yeah, that you seen that Rick Ross though. That Rick Ross boy, I seen Boosie house too.
Boosie and Rick Ross, it's gonna be something like that.
Yeah, they live. They both
it's gonna
live.
Be something. That's what's gonna knock a chunk off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get that. Then no matter what happened, we got that.
Okay, I can deal. What kind of deal you looking for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you looking for?
What kind of deal am I looking for?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of deal?
I ain't never thought about if I'm looking for a deal.
So you was talking about signing.
Yeah, you know you see people sign, but you just think like, you don't never really think about like, oh, I want to sign this kind of deal.
If you was to sign,
you just
want
to pop to see some kind of income. You know what I'm saying? Right.
If you was to sign, who would you sign to?
If I was gonna sign, who I sign to? Okay, you gotta give me like a label or
Warner Brothers out there. Mm-hmm.
I don't think about them. I remember I used to talk to a dude from Epic Records. He used to call me.
Okay.
But I ain't, you know. I don't know who else.
But they still got Asylum out there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think about them. You know, you nigga be looking at Gotti, Jay-Z, all them kind of people.
They got Top Dog out there. 300. Who on 300 right now?
The label in Houston.
Well, I think Trap Boy on 300.
See, I want to go holler at them boys.
Yeah.
Cause I know we are really in. Probably be together or something like.
Right.
I'ma scratch your back. You gonna scratch mine. I'ma do my part. You gonna do your part.
Square business.
That's where I want to be on. I want to carry. I want the weight.
Right.
I want to carry the load. Be the workhorse. They gonna be like, yeah, man, that young nigga there, he get him whatever he want, cause he going hard. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Right.
That
VIP. That VIP. You know
that
what I'm
forever
saying?
Endless deal.
They
gave you some money. But they really got you forever.
Right.
Cause you done went so hard. You done turned up so bad. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
To where it's just locked in.
About all about having that leverage though. Mm-hmm. Understand your leverage, understand your worth, and understand what you own already and what you willing to lease out, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just sell all out, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's why, you know, you have things advanced. Like right now, what you doing, you know what I'm saying? That mud boxing, you building that catalog, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to talk about MBE, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I heard that ringing everywhere. What's the MBE about? Where did that start from?
Hey, we can stop it and start it back over again. We gotta fix the camera because it tilted to the other way. Oh, okay. Look, if I sit right here, I'm gone.
Okay, that's, I got you.
Boom, there we go.
I got you. Yeah.
What's okay? Yeah, the MBE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what the MBE? Where that come from? You know, so I heard that's ringing. Where it started from?
The MBE, where it started from, is just building. It's really mud boxing ENT.
Okay.
And just MBE, we just whatever. You know, it's just automatic.
Right.
It's just natural. Right. You see what's going on in the music industry. You just emulate it. Practice it, put it in your own form. Okay, we got our own recipe. Okay, push it out. Like a product, wrap it up, whatever the case may be. How Walmart do it, they put the name on it, whatever. Create the product and push it out. MBE just the product. Trying to just push it out.
Who's all a part of MBE?
Man, I can't call it out.
Okay. So who
I can't call it that. They MBE, you know. Yeah, it's right. A lot of people muddy in their heart, but they can't say they is, though.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You got undercover MBE people, but you get what I'm saying?
Right.
But they just can't say, oh, I'm MBE.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Their boyfriend might, hey, are you listening to that man? So they can't just post me.
Right.
Or your partner can't just say, oh, this and that. But they, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Something like, it's just undercover with it. It ain't cool to be NBE right now. It ain't cool to just say, oh, this and that. But if a nigga pop, everybody gonna be NBE. Everybody gonna be muddy. When a nigga pop, you know what I'm saying? It's just had beat.
So right now, you the forerunner. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You holding it down.
Yeah, it's something that I started. We just being outside hanging out, being in the streets running around.
Right.
It's something that just always just been my dream. It's just, I got help or whatever the case, however you want to call it, just being with your partner, your brother. You know what I'm saying? They got their inputs in on it. We just how they just naturally start screaming, we NBE too.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? That's just how it go down.
So, where you see NBE for 5 years from now?
Man, where I see NBM 5 years from now, really, just being consistent, doing the same thing you're doing now.
Right.
Just popping that muddy shit. The same thing, no matter if it go big or small, just popping it all the way. Just being true to your brand or whatever you want to do.
What's your favorite song, man?
My favorite song?
Out of your collection, out of your catalog, man, what's your favorite song?
What's my favorite song?
What's that one you wake up to, then you get in the shower to, you get in the car?
Right now, it's that I Miss Cetha. Right now, it's a song called I Miss Cetha, my cousin, man. My cousin, he got killed, what, like 3 years ago? 2 years ago? I don't know, he got killed. And I just named it that because of the tone. Everybody, I say, I was painting my soul. They keep on saying I'm throw. And I just keep repeating that because they think, you know what I'm saying? They be saying it. Yo, that nigga crazy. Ooh. They just don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me shit going on like
been
that.
Going,
yeah, like
going
my cousin, he got killed and shit. It just, that just was just really just. I don't know, just made a nigga just go off the handle.
Right. Like, gave you more, just amped you even more. You know what I'm saying? Like, who really been in your corner and been your support factor and really supporting you?
I mean, my main supporters, you know, who people I grew up with, my family, but, man, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Everybody support me. Sometimes it be feeling and seeming like it don't until somebody just tell you, like, hey, bro, but everybody be supportive. I don't really like everybody be saying off of my haters and all this and that. I don't really get like I got haters or I don't know.
Right.
I just if I just look at it and just be true to myself, everybody support me. Don't nobody just come and just be like, oh, they don't support me. I just feel like everybody support me just in their own way. That's why it really just motivated me, because sometimes it be feeling like ain't no support. But shit, they be supporting.
Right.
They be watching. They be liking. They be clicking. They be running. Hey, y'all see Hawk last night? Hey, y'all see T Hawk them over there? They word of mouth. So they really support. Even if they talking about you, whatever. Ooh, he think he's something. Oh, he think he, you what I'm saying? All that support. They word of mouth, word of mouth, word of mouth. Then you just see the numbers go up. Well, somebody must be talking about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Nah,
I done sat back and done analyzed it too much now. You get what I'm saying?
You understand, you know what I'm saying?
I understand what's going on now.
Yeah, it's a difference between that real world and that virtual world. You know
what I'm saying? I always had support, bro. Even me and my teachers and people I grew up with from school, second, third grade, still be hitting me up on Facebook supporting.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
It ain't about no music. It get deeper than the music. I always been, I don't know. Anything I did, they always just gravitated to me and just I always want to help. You get what I'm saying?
I can understand that. I know some people like that. I got a partner who used to have everybody there for him, you know what I'm saying? And but he ain't know how to accept it. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good thing you know how to take back look in it.
Okay? I'm learning how to accept it now.
Right.
I still don't know how to accept it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out like, dang, that's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, for real.
That nigga was playing my song for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. For real, that shit be mind blowing to me.
For real.
It be fucking me up.
Nah, for real. And then people don't understand that shit. That shit go a long way too. When somebody, you know what I'm saying, listening to your stuff or admiring your stuff or even, you know, taking the time out, you know what I'm saying, to even just pay attention, that shit means a lot. You know what I'm saying? It goes a long way. I know it do.
Yeah, because when I'm in that booth and I put through this song and you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Be like, dang, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I got my point across.
Right. What it like in the booth with you, man? What's your vibe like, man? How it is?
I'm spazzing out.
Yeah.
I'm spazzing out. Every time, any studio I done ever went to, I done been to some studios and niggas just, hey, bro, every time when they get on their mic or do anything with music, it's breathtaking. That's the response I get. Niggas be like, man, insane, bro, that shit crazy.
Right.
It ain't no response. It ain't no, it just be like, damn. I don't know, bro. Like,
who the producers you working with, man? Y'all be in the studio together cooking, or what? How you approach it when you're in the studio?
I just go.
Okay.
It done got so easy. I just
you don't need no
go.
Producer, no.
I never just really got the producer for a damn peck, but like, I understand what's going on with the producers and stuff like that. I just want to have a body of work to where it's so good that somebody come reach out to me and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, let's work or something like that. But as far as me knowing somebody that produces this and this and this and that, I ain't really
no
producer. I just get a beat or something like that. Hey, everybody else get a beat.
Right.
But what I do is I got so many different styles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it might be a pain song, turned up song, ass shaking song. It's so many different songs. So I know, okay, if the pain song, okay, it might not go, but this song over here going.
Mm-hmm.
But they still jamming that pain song. You got to go through all different avenues. It's different type of aspects of music. Everybody ain't going to feel like being turning up every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you hear on some songs I'm singing. Just rapping. Some songs, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm in and out. I'm doing it all.
Man, who you always wanted to work with that you never got a chance to work with in the industry?
Who I wanted to work with, you mean?
Like, who you want to work with? Who y'all always want to get a feature with? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, who you know right now, we do a song together right now, like that mother. Like, I've been wanting to do a song with this person, man.
Shit, Boosie.
Boosie? Okay.
Bad.
Yeah, Boosie, he on the radar right now.
I just want to get on the song with Boosie.
Yeah.
Like, I want to rap with everybody.
Right, but Boosie.
If I get on the song with Bad Ed,
yeah.
Oh man, that's probably when they're really thinking they got the big head. Right. You ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing for real. They think I gotta be. They probably think, you know, that nigga think he all there. He think. But I'm humble though. Everybody know I'm really humble. But well, if I get on the song with Bad Ed, I'm that nigga. Yeah, I'm that nigga if I get on that bitch with Boosie.
Say, man, he been
straight up and down.
Man, Boosie been he been trending all on Vlad, all on YouTube. He been going like in lately. Yeah, man, that'd be a track. You know, I can see you with Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Cause
I got a song for Boo. I'm talking any song really. I got a song. I'm talking about I got some shit that I can just cook up right now in my mind. Just I already know what it's gonna do. I already know how I can get in the booth and say what I'm going to say that's going to get him to make him even want to get on it.
Right.
You what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. For real. Man, so what, like, what can we expect from you, man? What you got working on? What you working on right now?
Same thing they been expecting from me. I'm working on, I got a tape, Mud Baby 4, I'm finna drop that. I'm finna start shooting me some videos.
Okay.
Turning up. I'm finna drop this Mud Baby 4. I put out all this music. So now I'm finna go back and find a song and put them on camera.
Okay, you finna get litty then. Okay. Finna get them on camera. Yeah, I hear that. You know, turn up. You know what I'm talking about, man? Tell them where can they find you. Where can they find you?
Oh, they can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? Instagram is Hawk 'em Down. HAWKEMDOWN.
Right. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, and I might find you. Yeah, we might find each other. You get what I'm saying? They ain't always got to come find me. I'm coming to find you. I'm coming looking for it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm really trying to do it. You get what I'm saying? So I might come find them.
Man, say you were talking about your experience about performing.
Yeah.
Last night, and you never had that experience like that. What was the experience or that feeling?
Last night?
That you felt.
Man, at first, cause bro, you know, sometimes when you be doing it, you be shooting for the highs, everything, your expectation be so high, but you really don't even be knowing what be going on. You get what I'm saying? Like, you thinking it's finna be 10,000 people in this place, but it's only 100. So you really thinking you ain't doing nothing, but you really don't know that 20 people in this place done left with a part of you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You really never know what's going on. You don't know who watching, you don't know. You trying to perform for 1,000 people, but it's one important person in there. You get what I'm saying?
My facts.
So it might be 1,000 people, 1,000 nobodies. But then it's 200 people and one important person to get you in the door. You know what I'm saying?
My fact.
So shit, last night was just, bro, I don't know. It just feel like you can feel that shit leveling up.
Right.
I can go back. We can go back 5 years ago and look when I was performing. Look what I was doing. And then we can jump to now. And you can see the growth, the improvement.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Facts. Nah, because I know you know, just looking in from the outside, looking in. Like I was telling all of y'all, Tato and all of y'all, say, I see the growth, I see the passion, and I see the hunger. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all keep that up, y'all sky ain't the only limit. You know what I'm saying? People say sky's the limit, but I say the sky ain't the only limit. You know what I'm talking about? And you can keep going. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you
like,
keep going.
Yeah, not vibing.
It's just all about really trying to get that right ear.
Right.
Trying to get that right person to, you get what I'm saying, to hear it. The music there.
Right.
Everything there. Everybody know what's up, but shit, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Maybe a nigga ain't going harder as you think he going.
Like, okay, today.
So I'm trying to give him that pressure pack. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to come through and kick the door down all the way in.
How do you
and
know?
And not letting up.
I don't mean to cut you off, but how do you know if a person make it in today's time?
How you know if they make it?
In today's time.
Well, shit, man, that's what I'm saying. So, you never, because what it look like is you make it if you money bag your name. You get what I'm saying? Or you doing how they moving how they moving.
Okay.
But you might meet somebody or some, or people might be sitting back seeing you every time they see me, bro. Hey, you goddamn me doing your thing. You get what I'm saying? They treating you like you them.
Right.
So it'd be like shit, in your eyes, you looking at everybody on this, on your phone, you looking at what the good they doing.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So you really, you gotta really focus on yourself and build that within. Nah, you get what
I'm
saying?
I like that.
Because if you're looking at somebody else, you might be like, oh, well, that's making it. That's where you want to be, that's making it. But to another person, you probably done made it. Because, shit, my partner in the feds, right, we be just be talking on the phone. That nigga probably be like, that nigga be like, yeah, boy, you made it up out that mug. You get what I'm saying? He tell me that all the time.
Yeah.
Because at a point of time, it was a time to where it was like, bro, damn. We can't wait to get to where we at right now. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm. And now he got to go on his little bit, but it's like, he's sitting back watching through a phone looking like, hey, damn, bro, I just remember we were just over here struggling to do this, grinding, hustling to do that. Now it seemed like, you get what I'm saying?
Right. Like everything slowed down for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And you kept going.
It seemed like you made it out that mud.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But shit, bro, it's just new levels, new devils. You get the level 10, you gotta go. Once you complete this level, it's gonna be, you start all over. It's the reset button. You gonna have to go through the same thing on that level. Boom, you gotta defeat that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you gotta defeat them obstacles will come at you. And then, like, you just keep going. Then you might, you know, whatever. Like, let's say you just keep grinding or whatever. And then, shit, bro, it's like, once you get it down, so once you, like, fall off or whatever the situation is, like, how can I put it? Like, okay, let's just say you grind it, boom. You make this X amount of money, but you fall off. But in the process of you falling off, you learned all this. So now when you reach to this certain level, you know, like, hey, I ain't got nothing in my pocket, but I got some experience.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, oh, okay, yeah, I started out walking, but now I got $0 now, but I got a car. Okay, you get what I'm saying? So, okay, let me grind again. Okay, now I got a crib. But you get what I'm saying? You just keep starting over.
Keep elevating.
Yeah, yeah, but see, you ain't start, but at first you started with nothing.
Right.
But now I got a car, now I got this, there, I got some clothes, shoes, yeah, I'm looking at some pretty shit out, you know what I'm saying?
I can step out, but
you gotta just keep elevating.
Right.
You just can't stop, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You just can't stop.
You stop, you pretty much dead, you dying.
Yeah, that's when it's over once you stop.
Like, you know, shit, you gotta keep moving. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what's your biggest dreams, man? What you ain't had any dreams, man? Do people even dream anymore?
Do I have dreams?
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah, I be having dreams. But the cold part about that shit is, I be dreaming shit and shit be happening.
Right.
Like, I be dreaming shit and shit be happening.
Right.
I be dreaming shit be happening. So when I be having dreams I can feel the dream.
Right.
So it's like sometimes
you know.
Nah, look. Yeah. I done had a dream one time. I had a mansion, woo, Lambo outside, and I'm really in this dream. Nigga, I had to wake up and go look outside. Like, damn, fool, I thought I had that outside, boy.
But you felt that Lambo. You felt everything.
That's how real this shit feels.
Nah, for real. You know, it's been an out of body experience. God damn it.
I done had a dream where they say it's like, oh, well, like deja vu or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, but I done had dreams to where I done catch myself like, damn, bro, I seen this somewhere before.
Right.
But see, I be watching so much shit.
Right.
And be on these YouTube channels and watching this shit, bro. Like, it's so much. They'll say some whole other weird shit. Like, hey, you. God damn me, that's really you, or you know, like me. They be saying all kind of crazy shit on the internet.
Man, nah, for real, they be on to some stuff.
But I be going with it though.
Too far. But some of that stuff be like, okay, I can see that,
Yeah, hey, yeah, you can see that shit. It's really like they say the power of the tongue, manifestation.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? That for real. Type shit is like, damn, I was on this podcast, hey bro, next year I'm gonna be the biggest thing. Then next year I'm the biggest thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
But shit, how many people screaming it though?
And then, yeah.
And then they not the big, but then it's one or two that was like, they gonna screenshot, hey, look, yeah. Last year I told y'all, but get, right. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I say
you, that's why get, you can't stop.
You can't stop. You can't sit there and speck it gonna fall in your lap. You gotta get out there and go get it. You know what I'm saying?
Go get it.
You know what I'm saying? You reach out. I'm like, y'all reach out. Like, man, how you get on the interview? Let me get an interview. Woo woo. You know, it's like, hey, that's how you
that's
do
what
it.
I don't be doing.
Right.
See, because I don't be wanting to bother people, bro. Like, bro, you could be rapping or whatever the case. Like, I done sold a couple rappers my merch, but I ain't just go be like, hey, bro, shit, I rap, I go hard, check me out, because I don't be wanting to bother people. I don't be wanting to bother, not even just rappers. Nobody in it. I don't want to bother nobody. I just want to kick up my dust how I'm kicking up my dust. If y'all notice it and want to come fuck with me, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like me going out and, but I'm finna start bothering people though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm finna start bothering people though.
Right.
I'm finna start shooting them Instagram DMs.
Right.
I'm finna start popping up at, hey, show, hey, bro, hey, look.
Hey.
Hey, here I go. Hey, yeah. Bro, you said you gonna play my song?
Yeah.
Play my song. Yeah. But I don't wanna do that because I don't be wanting to be no hassle to nobody. But nigga probably be overthinking because you probably ain't even no hassle. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't be wanting them.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? You'll recognize who really supports you, you know what I'm saying? And when it's just, you know, a fluke, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? People understand the difference, you know? Like, but that's a good thing, though, man. Like you got your head on like that, man. A lot of cats, you know, be on some other stuff, though, with them dreams, them out-of-body experience, all that stuff. It be real, man.
That
be real.
We live in a spiritual. See, I live in a spiritual world.
Right.
A lot of people live in the physical.
Right.
I don't live in the physical. So they always ask me, oh, why you always be by yourself? You don't really just talk to nobody and say this and this and that. Because I'm feeling the spirit. I'm feeling the energy.
Right.
My energy is telling me, hey, stay over here and kick it by yourself so I can protect you and I'm going to protect me.
Right.
So we ain't even got to deal with none of the bullshit. Because I get around people and listen to their conversations. And it throw me off.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I want to be around people that is having the same kind of conversations I'm having, trying to go to the same type of places I'm going. It's like, damn, bro, like, I come around y'all, and y'all, damn, bro, we was talking about that 4 years ago. It's cool, nothing wrong with it, but it's like, shit, nigga trying to do something different. Nigga trying to really take it there.
Right. What you think about the music today, like, on the grand scheme? On how we receive music, how music is today, cause I like change. I like all the young people coming up. You know what I'm saying? But like, I just want to know what's your perspective on how we receive music and how, you know, how the game changed from back then. Like from, you know, like CDs. You know, it was different. Like how you used to go, people have, yeah, CDs. People had the posters on the wall, da 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 da. But nowadays, you got the internet, da 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 da.
Well, this is no, it's really normal for me, cause
right.
Shit, you just, bro, the way, how we grew up, you just always seen it coming. If you think about it.
Right, right.
They always prepared you for what the next thing was. When we was in school, they were saying, hey, bro, we're going to have fucking this and this and this and this and that. You just never really, like, you already knew this shit was coming.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
How we receive it is just, we really just naturally receiving it.
I'm just saying, how do you really discover music? How do you find somebody new?
Oh, how I find somebody new?
Yeah, how do you find somebody new?
Shit. I be listening to the same thing. Bro, I listen to, like, for it to actually stick with me and find somebody new, it gotta be like somebody that's really talking about some shit that I be going through or dealing with. Or it just make me feel good, but you know, like Instagram. Really, mainly just Instagram.
Okay.
Somebody new, they gonna put it in your face.
Okay.
Once you new.
Right.
And you popping and you him.
Right.
They gonna put it in your face.
Okay.
Everybody gonna, social media, the bloggers, they gonna put it in your face.
Okay.
He, you know what I'm saying? And then it's gonna be up to the people to decide, like, okay, yeah, we rocking with it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But other than that, the bloggers gonna put it in your face until it's like repetition. They gonna put it in, they gonna drill it in your mind. It's just like, if you a hustler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't got no custos, or you ain't got nothing going, are you an entrepreneur? Let's put it in an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur and you selling whatever you selling. But this your first day selling. You just went and bought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man, I want to sell this product. This how they drilling the music in your mind. Okay, if you just go stand in one spot, right? Let's just say I go post up on at Big T every day with the same product. Eventually, the people, they gonna know, like, hey, bro, that nigga that got the gas, that Zypack, he be at the back of BT sitting over there in that blue car every time, bro. So they gonna eventually, you ain't got no custo.
Right.
But, bro, you started Monday. By Sunday,
yeah,
you ain't gotta say nothing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, bro, I already know they finna come over. You kinda know how much money you finna make. You drill it in their head.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm be sitting right here in the back. Right. Hey, bro, come fuck with him. Bro, I'm be sitting right back in the blue car. And they gonna just come naturally. They just gonna come. Hey, that nigga back there. So with the music, that's how it is. They just drill it in your head. You hear it everywhere. It's normal.
So Instagram be that.
Nah, anything. Like, social media, right, you right. Go to the club.
Yeah.
You walk out. You know what the hottest shit is.
Right.
Like that Glorilla drop, Fuck Nigga Free.
Right. That, yeah.
Who's not listening to that?
I mean, damn, that took
so, yeah. So it's just, how did you find out about Glorilla?
Man, that mother, nigga, Instagram.
Social media.
Yeah, social media.
Going outside.
Let's
TikTok.
Go.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it go, bro.
Nigga, nah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, you can drop a video today and goddamn me be a millionaire tomorrow. It's so easy.
Right. But see, my thing, it was like, when she came back, it was like she was already CMG. You know, like, it was
what
like,
mean?
Like, ain't she with CMG, ain't she?
Well, she signed, she dropped a song and got popping, I think. And then they reached out to her.
All right. Cause the wheels cranked on that real quick. I'm talking about he snatched up real quick. That was quick. It was almost like he already had her.
Yeah, that's it. Because and everybody think, oh, she just dropped one song and blew up overnight. See, that's the internet.
Yeah, the internet.
But they don't know she was rapping in her partner. She done dropped 1,000 songs like all of us.
Grinding.
We all done dropped 1,000 songs.
Yeah.
So when I go drop that hit, and the guy that come get me, you know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, that nigga blew overnight.
Nah.
They ain't gonna know.
See, he put in that work.
The reason why they don't know about this, right, and this is what I know. Once it pop and they catch on, they see who T-Hawk is, they gonna see, okay, that whatever the song that it is that's hot. Once they type in my name, they gotta go back and look at 10 years worth of work.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
On all social media platforms. So it's just like anybody that's popping right now, you can go back and find all their pictures and whatever the catch may be through social media, what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just gotta catch in. Yeah. You gotta catch right in. You ain't gotta chase the whoever the number one. You ain't gotta be Lil Baby Nim.
Right.
You just gotta catch in. You ain't gotta like chase what they doing. You just gotta catch in your own little way. Find your own little groove, your little pattern.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Find your audience.
When I got on then, they like when I get on there and I start dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, they like seeing me on Double Bay.
Right.
Oh, when I post bae, you know what I'm saying? I get a thousand views when I post bae.
Yeah.
When I drop this song, and y'all act like y'all ain't fucking with it, but hey, it's cool. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? When you post bae, you post it female or whatever the case may be, they want to see what you're doing.
Nah, it,
so it's like that personality shit.
Yeah.
You can't just be a rapper. Right. You got to have it.
Right. You gotta slide your music in there some other type of way.
What's
now.
That shit called? Yeah, what's that shit called?
You gotta be an influence. You gotta be like a. It's like what you call it? The TV show reality. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show them everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yep.
And then they gonna tune in. That's
this kind of shit right here.
Right, this right here. They gonna tune in.
They might like watching the interviews more than they want to go play that song.
Yeah, but
man, we want to hear what kind of game they finna drop today. Let me just go holler at this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, square business. But they gonna go back and look at their music too, and they gonna be like, oh goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that music.
And that's how people catch on. You know what I'm talking about? Like square business. You know, like so. Like, who you been having your eye on? Like, who been hot in the city though? Like, and like, who's been hot? Like, who you been like saying, okay, oh, that, oh, this nigga gonna blow, or this, oh, this motherfucker got something.
Shit, man, bro. That shit, bro, besides myself,
right?
And cause I'm a fan of the game,
right?
So I really don't even, I just do my own thing and right. I pop my own right. thing right. and I let people, but who, that nigga TTOD Bumpy Johnson.
Man, say,
I can't hey, get no way.
Hey, I just posted him today, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he got, I
fuck with Bumpy.
Right.
One day I was goddamn in the spot hustling, uh-huh. pulling up to the corner store. Little Bumpy, he hop out. See, I don't remember certain shit because I be going so, like, I just be moving and have my life set up, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, a lot of the stories that he was telling me or what how he remembered me, I don't remember.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And it always be like that because I've just been strictly, I have, like, it's just, I just been thinking about what I want to do and this and this and that. So it's like, shit, sometimes I don't even just think about the other human being or the other person that I'm around. Like, because once you transition or you move out of town or you go over here and go over there, them bonds, it ain't like the bonds break, but it's just like you on to something different. So one day he like pulled up on me and was just telling me like, hey bro, I rap. Shit, I was fucking with that shit.
Right.
I had my verse ready and everything. Like, I was gonna hop on the song okay. and everything. I think he put Campaign Self on there.
Okay.
Yup, I posted a video on Facebook. I had did a verse. But shit, bro, it's just, you know what I'm saying, now, bro, like, hey, that shit be live, bro, right. You know what I'm saying, okay. Now that nigga, yeah. like, be doing how I be thinking in my mind, if I can't do it, I want somebody else to do it,
right,
if
right.
I ain't gonna make it, shit, damn, bro, look,
right,
hey, I'm gonna feel like I'm the coach or try to tell you, hey, you know what I'm saying,
right,
I nigga, just wanna see somebody,
nigga, I throw the alley-oop, nigga,
I just wanna see somebody do it, you get right, what I'm saying, right, cause right. I know it can be done,
right,
and so I just wanna, shit, spark somebody or just, oh, shit, somebody make it from my way, you get what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I feel like TTOD, Bumpy Johnson. Goddamn, man, yeah, nah, that nigga turned. That's really like, oh, like, with the music or some shit, like, I ain't gonna say, it's not like I'm watching them because.
Right.
It's not like you watching them or because you ain't discover them or something like that, but it's just like, you can just feel that shit.
Right.
I feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gotta watch them. I just, it's just,
you know.
I just know it's that. You know what I'm saying? I know. Right. Hey, like, hey, bro. Yeah. That shit crazy. I be asking that, bro, damn, bro, how the fuck you do this? How you do that?
Right.
That nigga he just took out.
Man, let's talk about, we can't let you get up here about this clothing line, man. What's up about this clothing line you got, man?
Man, that clothing line, that's an extra stream of income.
Yeah.
You get it now, you can just, I like being creative and just like doing my own thing. So you get that clothing line jumping. I just noticed, like, you see a lot of entrepreneurs now in the way the world going on. Mm-hmm. So you gotta find somewhere where you gotta get that extra stream of income because you can be at that 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
but I got 500 units on here. I just seen somebody on Facebook say, they show they before and they after. Oh, I started at 20 sales and they show you they 20 sales. Now they doing 20,000 sales all off the internet just by posting some shit.
Right.
A product. So you gotta make your own product.
Right.
Post that shit, market it, and then maybe you gonna have that before and after.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm just really just trying to create everything I'm doing. I'm trying to create my own thing so I can market it, publish it. Boom. It's stuck. Oh, the music, damn, it's stuck. Oh, the clothes, it's stuck. The hats, it's stuck. Oh, we shot a little video, the video stuck. You never know. You buy some bullies, some dogs. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what got us out.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You never know what it's gonna be to.
Right.
So you just gotta.
Right. You know, you gotta have the multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? For real. Where can I get that merch from?
I got a website, www.mudboxclothing.com.
Yeah, y'all heard that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mudboxclothing.com. And I got it on hand. Or you just pull up on me. I pull up, or you can pull up. Have it go.
No, I'm talking
but
about.
I'm finna get a new set. Okay. Yeah, I'm finna get a new set. See, really, I was trying to cater to everybody. Catering. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now I'm just finna sit back and just drop some up.
Okay, finna design.
Pay somebody to pay some.
Yeah.
Do this and this and that. Pay for my ideas and my thoughts.
Okay.
And then put it out like that. And then if y'all like it. If they don't, they don't. Because I ain't gonna try to please everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
I know my people gonna rock with it either way. However it go.
Hey, them pleasing everybody. How you running in circles, boy?
Yeah, I can't please everybody. That's my biggest thing. Nigga, trying to please everybody. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's
I know the people. If you gonna work, if me and say, look, it's certain people that just gonna, no matter what you do, they gonna rock with it regardless. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So shit, you ain't really gotta please nobody if you got them.
So you know, well, you know. I always ask this question, you know what I'm saying, before I give you the flow. And the flow is yours. You can say whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? But this is my question. If you was in my shoes, what question would you ask yourself that I didn't ask? That's my $1 million question, man.
Damn, what question did I ask myself that I didn't ask?
What question would you ask yourself that I didn't ask?
That I want you to ask me, okay. I don't know. I don't know, bro. It really gotta be something about like, hey, how you grew up or some shit or some that's beneath the surface. Not nothing, you get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Some deep shit or like how it was, not how it was growing up, but like, what drives you to keep going or some shit? Or like, where you get your drive from or some shit like that.
Okay, and how would you answer that? Where you get your drive from? Where you get that extra push from? You know what I'm saying? To make you keep going.
Damn, she like really like watching my mama go to work, like, bro, growing up, just seeing her work three jobs or walking to work or just grinding or whatever, however, you really not knowing what's going on until you really just get grown type shit,
right?
But just as a kid growing up, seeing her doing all that working, now she's still working, it's like, damn. Like, damn, how you do it? It's like, you get what I'm saying?
Nah,
so it's like, shit, if mama can do that, nigga, I gotta be going 20 times harder. She was, you get what I'm saying? So that shit is just like, something like that.
That's some real shit, because a lot of people don't give it up to their tea lady, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, like, you know, Pac was a big advocate of letting know how strong a black woman was, or even his mama was, and I like how you know what I'm saying, cater that to your mama, man. So, man, like, shout out to your mama two times, you know what I'm saying? For
real.
Nah, for real.
A lot of us wouldn't, hey, bro, it'd be a lot of fucked up shit. Everybody be in a lot of messed up situations if it wasn't for my mama.
Nah, square business.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be a lot of shit, bro. But that's where it really just, all this shit really just come from. I was up under.
Right.
Watching, seeing it. Thinking like, oh, my daddy wasn't around. But whole time that boy was just sitting back in the cut. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, for real.
Certain shit going on. Now as you older, now you growing up, when you like from 10 to 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you really don't be knowing what the fuck going on. You think you know.
Yeah.
But then when you just
sit back,
yeah. Then you come up and somebody tell you, damn, boy, you act just like your dad. And what you mean by that? Oh, man, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you don't really, you don't know what you think you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it make you go back and reprocess all this shit.
Right.
You should be grateful for all this shit. Like, damn, boy, I was tripping when I was 13, 14, 15. Giving mama the blues.
What I say?
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real, drag mama through the man, way through the mud.
Yeah, nah, that won't make a nigga. Yeah, nah, niggas striving trying to be great for that.
Nah, for
you
real.
Know what I'm saying?
Nah, shout out to all the mamas out there.
Repay that debt. Yeah. Debt right there, you know what I'm saying? Nah, for real.
Man, the flow is yours, man. You know, you can get your shout outs. Man, shout outs to your people, you know what I'm saying? You get your ex, you know what I'm saying?
Long live Seek the Dreads, long live Mighty, long live Corn, free Long Way, free Ratchet, free all my people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the hood. Hey, nigga trying to get it, that Mud Baby 4 in the drop.
Yeah, make sure y'all cop that.
You know? Shit, ain't really too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it ain't too many. With the shout outs, shit, everybody already know, like, I'm for it all. You get what I'm saying?
Well, shit.
Whatever they with, I'm with.
Well, shout out to the motherfucking Wax Town.
Yeah,
you
shout
know
out
what I'm
to
saying?
The hood.
You know what
shout
I'm
out
talking
to
about?
That move.
Shout out to the motherfucking Triple D and everybody in it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in between, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Hey, say, hey. Shout out to all my viewers. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my motherfucking media, medical people out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Vibe, you know what I'm saying? TV, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my boy T-Hawk, you know what I'm saying? Coming in blessing this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Mudbox 4 in your motherfucking goddamn presence, you know what I'm talking about? And I am getting blessed with this lovely, 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 lovely. So stay tuned to another motherfucking episode. And I'm about this motherfucking biatch!
Hustling out of Grand Marquis Caprices. People always told me I wasn't gonna be shit, but I always knew that I would be.